Good morning to you. How you doing? It is the 18th of December 2019, and that means that it's 1 week to the big day. Christmas Day, this day, next week. It is freezing here in Manchester, in Salford, of course, in the city of Salford, Greater Manchester. It is absolutely freezing. It's 0 degrees. 0 degrees. It's no degrees. So it is. Hey, listen, before I go any further, I want to say how much I love Jean-Ann Crowley. What a special, wonderful, important woman she is. She's been a friend of mine now for about 4 years, and a real friend, a special friend. And she turned 70 today. She's a septuagenarian, 70 today, and well, she's a remarkable woman. I don't know how much you know. I know a lot of people will know about Jean-Ann, of course, because of her incredibly successful career as an actress and as a journalist. And, you know, appearing in things like Educating Rita, Riley Ace of Spies, Doctor Who, Tenko. I could be here all day. National theatre success as well. Brilliant woman. RTE broadcaster. Writer for the broadsheet press. I've often said that if you were to have grown up alongside Jean-Ann Crowley, you'd fucking hate her. Can you imagine your parents? Do you hear what Jean-Ann Crowley did, huh? Do you hear what Jean-Ann Crowley did, huh? And you useless baldy gammon, you. She's an amazing woman. And I doubt very much she's here today. I hope not, anyway. I know there are celebrations planned a bit later on in Cleggan, but a big happy 70th birthday there to the wonderful Jean-Ann Crowley. Some nice pictures I dug out this morning as well. Pictures that scan the not scan, but they're pictures taken from the various different times of her career there. I like this one from the RTE archives. There's Jean-Ann there on the radio. Extraordinarily gorgeous woman as well, of course. She has everything, the ficker. There she is back in the day on RTE Radio. Radio Telefichere in there. What else did I dig out? Here's a picture of Jean-Ann playing Nurse Nelly on Tenko, which is a fantastic BBC production, which you can still see on UK TV Gold. Look at me, look. I couldn't organise a piss up in a brewery, look. I told you. But there she is playing Nelly on Tenko there back in the day. I remember Jean-Ann from Tenko, and I remember Stephanie Beecham as well. I know there were many other actors and actresses. Jean-Ann will tell you that actress is a very important word, and she would do a better job of explaining it than I would do explaining it. Here's Jean-Ann around about the time she was working with Michael Caine and Julie Walters on Educating Rita there. Yeah, great stuff. Gorgeous, of course. And there's two more I want to show you. Here's Jean-Ann advertising Guinness. if you thought you couldn't love her anymore, there she is advertising Guinness there with a lovely sweatsuit there. Guinness workout, yeah. I don't know who came up with that marketing idea. Guinness is about as far away from working out. But then I suppose beer. Companies, brewers, brewing companies have been advertising in sports, haven't they, since time immemorial. And here's a recent one of Jean-Ann doing an absolutely incredible job for Mary Kenny. Here's Jean-Ann on stage reading excerpts from letters written by the great Irish freedom fighter and nationalist Constance Markovic, Countess Markovic. There's Jean-Ann there on stage. That photograph was taken by an Irish TD, an Irish Chocktadola. Just a truly great woman, a great friend, very loyal. And 70 is a big deal. 70, of course, is the new 40. So happy birthday to my great friend, Jean-Ann Crowley, the other woman that I love very dearly. Anyway, there you are. Great woman. Right. Enough of that. Let's have a look at the front pages of the UK newspapers today. Let's bring them up there. We'll kick off with The Guardian. Apparently, Jeremy Corbyn had to suffer the ignominy of being screamed at and abused by some of his parliamentary colleagues, his Labour parliamentary colleagues, in a bit of a, a reckoning for him, really, in Westminster last night. He was rounded on in a kind of what went wrong meeting. How did we screw it up so badly meeting? He was abused and screamed at, and there were all sorts of arguments going on. Starmer, we must put an end to Labour infighting, is the headline in The Guardian. Now, Keir Starmer, the shadow Brexit secretary, or at least he was, I don't know if he will still, if he will remain in that role, but he has announced more or less in The Guardian today that he intends to contest the Labour leadership contest, which will begin in January. Keir Starmer, yes. And there's Daisy Ridley. Star Wars opens. It has its premiere in the UK today, I believe. I believe it had its premiere in... They say premiere, don't they, in America. Do you know why? No, I'm not going to start. I'm not going to start. Because I know Jennifer Garcia is probably on the chat there. I know John Rorty is probably on the chat there. So I'm not going to say it. Big fucking yanks. It's premiere. It's not premiere. Fucking yanks, eh? Yeah, so the last in the current Star Wars trilogy, Daisy Ridley is in it with her white privilege. Yeah. Claims of barbarism by the police in India is another one. On The Guardian today, the Indian police, huh? There's loads of videos on YouTube of women beating men up in India, isn't there? I often see these videos. LiveLeak as well. I give a shout out to LiveLeak.com. It seems that India is not the greatest place to be a man. They like beating up their men, don't they, women in India? I've seen a few videos. If I had a thought of it, I would have dragged one out of YouTube to show it to you. Oh, she's there, Jean-Anne. She is. Jean-Anne is there. Happy birthday, our kid. Happy birthday. The great Jean-Anne Crowley. Great Irish woman. That's an important thing, that. A great Irish woman. In an era when Irishness is disappearing and Irish identity is harder and harder to understand. Great Irish woman, so there you are. Yeah, Indian women, they like kicking the bejesus out of their men. Here's the Times. Furious Labour MPs slam Corbyn for election defeat. Well, there you are. This was the reckoning last night. It's like The Apprentice when a team loses in The Apprentice, they go to the cheap cafe, don't they? And recriminations abound. So Jeremy had to face up to it yesterday. Jeremy Corbyn. Here's the Metro. You ain't seen nothing yet, folks. Boris Johnson, the Metro. And Flack, why I had to quit Love Island. There's an interesting story there about the TV presenter Caroline Flack, whom was arrested in relation to a domestic incident with her boyfriend. The press jumped on it and said that she had beaten up her boyfriend or assaulted him. Now he's standing by her and she's had to give up presenting Love Island. And a number of feminists are making the point today, well, what about Ant or Dec? Because I don't know which one it is. Either Ant or Dec revealed that he had a problem with alcohol. And had a problem with his behaviour around alcohol. Ant or Dec. And they're saying that ITV have gone easier on him. I'm not sure they did, though, did they? Didn't he have to give up? Or didn't he give up? At least for a time. Presenting with either Ant or Dec. I don't know. I'm not just saying that for a giggle. I don't know what their names are. I just know Ant and Dec. I don't know which one is Ant and which one is Dec. I couldn't give a feck. Fucking Grimesy. I'll give you Grimesy. Right. That's the Metro. Talking in rhymes. The Eye Paper. Air pollution linked to NHS winter crisis. Air pollution is a serious thing. It's not related to climate change. It is a serious thing. It's a serious thing in Birmingham, in London, in Glasgow, in Manchester. It is serious. Be under no illusion. The Express newspaper then. Boris told to end the agony of HRT drugs crisis. Hormone replacement therapy drugs story. The lack of them. Problems getting them. Big story in The Express today, and there's Mariah Carey, the ultimate diva. Sweet Heartache behind her number one hit. Which number one hit, though? Because All I Want for Christmas never went to number one. Bet you didn't know that. Bet you didn't know that. All I Want for Christmas was never a number one. There you are, Mariah Carey. The Telegraph, quickly we'll rush through these. Turkey lets Hamas plot war on Israel. This is a claim by the Israeli government that Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the Turkish premier, is permitting plots against Israel to happen, to just, you know, to be allowed ferment on Turkish soil. That's in the Daily Telegraph if you want to read it. And there's a picture of Boris Johnson being sworn in by Lindsay Hoyle. Now, it might not be Lindsay Hoyle swearing him in. Lindsay Hoyle is the new speaker. I can only see the back of that bloke, but it might be Lindsay Hoyle. Can I make a little point here? Can I? The Sun newspaper, this is very unusual. It is very unusual. It's difficult to find online videos of prime ministers past and present swearing in, being sworn in. It is difficult. You can't find them, but it's difficult. The Sun newspaper has published on its YouTube channel a little video of Boris Johnson being sworn in. And I want to play it for you just to make a point. Now, I couldn't edit it because I didn't have the time to edit it this morning. So we'll have to, you'll have to bear with me. We'll have to get about a minute into this, you and I together. We'll have to suffer it. By the way, I might get, the doorbell might go at any time, in which case I will very quickly run downstairs and take in a delivery. Right. Here's the video from The Sun. Okay. I will just bring it back there, just a little bit. The volume there. I'll bring the volume back a little bit there. Until, and I'll get myself back in vision there. Told you I couldn't organise a piss up in a brewery. Look, look at this, look. BBG, not the BBC. Here you go. Right. Okay. There's the new speaker, Sir Lindsay Hoyle. And he will now dismount the little... Well, he's being sworn in now.
Hey. Successors, according to law, so help me God.
Here. Right. Oakley dokily. And in a moment, you might see Johnson. That's the father of the house there with the Googles on him, is it? The father of the house. Yes, the oldest MP. Can't remember his name. He's a Conservative, but also a trade unionist. And now, finally, Johnson gets to his feet, and I'll shut up. Have a listen.
I swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, her heirs and successors, according to law. So help me God.
I swear by Almighty God that I'll be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, her heirs and successors according to law. So help me God.
You don't need to hear Jacob Rees-Mogg do it. You saw Priti Patel there, the Israeli stooge, planted right in the heart of the UK government there. Priti Patel, fired by Theresa May for taking her holiday in Israel and neglecting to tell Boris Johnson, who was the foreign secretary then, or her boss, Theresa May, met with Israeli government officials on a trip to Tel Aviv while she was the development secretary, Priti Patel. So look, I won't labour the point. I've said it 1,000 times on the radio show. You don't live in a democracy. This is why I don't get too disappointed when your heroes, like Jeremy Corbyn, get obliterated in the general elections. It doesn't matter. Jeremy took the same oath yesterday. I will bear true and faithful allegiance, whatever. I will swear allegiance, whatever. I didn't hear it, but I know the oath. You know the oath. To Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth and all her heirs. If they don't do that, they are not allowed to enter the chamber and they are not allowed to speak. This is why Constance Markovic, God rest her, never took her seat in Westminster. And it's why Sinn Féin MPs don't take their seats in Westminster either. You think you live in a democracy? You don't. You live in a tyranny, dressed up as a democracy. Anyway, there you are. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, I tell you. Right, that's the Telegraph. Let's get rid of that. What does the Sun say? Flun, sack and whack for ITV. That's young Caroline Flack there. Exclusive fury at ITV Chiefs. Drink drive Ant was... Ah, you see, it was Ant. Ant, not Dick. Ant. Now I know who Ant is, because I know what he looks like now. Ant was backed, but she's not being backed, is the allegation. If it's true, it's not very nice. If he got into a car and drove pissed, and they supported him, and if she was drunk and had an argument with her boyfriend that got physical, and I'm not, by the way, minimalising violence just because it's a woman. Nobody should fucking hit anybody in any relationship, whether it's a, you know, a romantic one or otherwise. Don't be hitting people. Okay? If you hit somebody when you've had a drink and you give up drinking, don't ever have a drink again. Quit. And if you find yourself getting angry to the point where you want to hit people, your friends or your partner, go and get some fucking help. Deal with it. But if there is a disparity in the treatment of people there, well, maybe there's a point to be made. I don't know. The Mirror. Fire peril of 500,000 washing machines. But makers Whirlpool can't replace them until the new year. Yeah, your washing machine could set fire to your house. So you need to know about that if you've got a Whirlpool. Apparently there's been a development in the sit. In the sit. Dryers or washers, they might be problematic as well. It feels like a Stephen King short story, doesn't it? Didn't King make a short story about appliances coming to life and killing people? Yeah, I'm sure he did. The Mirror then. Oh, Christ, we just did The Mirror. See? Garbage, this. I told you. Utter garbage. Bang up beasts who call us geeks. Right. That's in the Mail as well. Do you want to hear about this? That's in the Mail. Do you want to hear about this? Oh, yes. Let me grab my little Samsung little thing. Here we go. Yes, this is about Dr. Sonia Falk. Dr. Sonia Falk. She's a nerd. She's a geek. And she believes that we should outlaw referring to people as such. Here she is. Calling someone a nerd or smarty pants is the last taboo and should be made a hate crime, says psychotherapy lecturer. There's an irony right there. Psychology lecturer says anti-IQ slurs are damaging. She wants those with high intelligence, that's me, by the way, and Jean Anne, we're bright. I'm not placing myself in the same bracket as Jean Anne Crowley, by the way. Wants those with high intelligence to be given the same legal status or status as black, Asian, minority, ethnic groups. The blacks, the Asians, and the minorities must be screaming bloody murder. Because this is where it all ends. The apocalypse won't be a zombie apocalypse. Oh no, it won't be me and you running down Oxford Street fighting zombies. No, the apocalypse will be millions of little identity groups lining up against one another on the streets, fighting over who is the most oppressed. That's where it all ends. With the financial elites and the royal families of the world laughing their arses off as we kill one another over who's the most oppressed. When really we all know that big ignorant Paulie Irish gam geek or as a nerd or as a swat, presumably. Right? Be Jesus, huh? Let's have a look. Let's delve deeper down into this story. She wants people with the highest IQs to have the same protection as ethnic, religious and sexual minority groups. She's a Harley Street psychotherapist. So she's a rich bitch. She's a rich bitch. And she's a University of East London lecturer. She's calling for the insults brainiac, know-it-all, smart arse, dweeb and brain box to be covered by hate crime legislation. It isn't April 1st. This is true. This fucking lunatic. Right? Because they are as distressed. If you are a smart person and you were called a brainiac or a know-it-all, that leads to serious distress. Serious distress. And it needs to be protected. We need to stamp out the archaic victimisation of more than 1 million Britons with a gifted IQ score of 132 or over. And she has a book out. She has a book out called Extreme Intelligence, a Study of Discrimination Against Those with Especially High IQs. Yeah. Next time you say it to somebody, even in admiration, you feckin' brain box, huh? It could cost you your job, you know. Mother of divine Jesus Christ, huh? Wow. Yeah. That really is what's going to happen. I've been saying this for a number of years. And of course, I'm no expert on anything, really. I'm just a mouthpiece. But I have been saying this is where it all ends. Race to the bottom. Who is the most victimised? Well, it's my group. We need to be protected. And of course, the protector is always the state, isn't it? That's who you run to. We demand protection from the state, from Big Brother. Where can that lead to? Where does it end up? Well, we know where that ends up, right? Of course, more rules, more regulations, more censorship. It means an end to free speech, but more importantly, it means an end to free thought. Can't think anything unless we tell you it's okay to think like that. How are we getting on here? We're getting on okay. I'll read a few comments out and then we'll go to more stories. Quite a few happy birthday messages to Jean Anne on there. So, yeah. Hi to Charlotte, yes. Oh my God, brain box, says Charlotte, yeah. I mean, when I was younger, I was called all sorts of names because I was tall and rangy. I'm tall and rangy now. But when I was in my teens, I was pretty much of a beanpole. You know, I was 6 foot 6 inches tall when I was 14. I grew to my full height when I was 14 and I was very skinny. And I was, you know, I received many an insult based on my appearance from friends and not so friends. From friends and foes. I didn't give a shit. Just laughed it off. Gave it back in spades. I had a big mouth and I had a bit of wit about me. I was quick with a quip. And eventually I would win. And it was all a joke and then we'd all have a drink. Well, not when I was 14, but you get the picture. Madness, huh? Madness, I tells you. Hi to Dave Cowndley in Manchester. Whatever happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Fucking geeks, says Dave. Yes, Dave, indeed. Monty says that this might not be serious. I think they come up with this kind of nonsense just to wind us up, says Monty. You might have a point, Monty. You might have a point. You might have a point. I would have agreed, you know, yesteryear, I would have agreed and said this is a wind-up, but I'm not so sure. Chris says, did anybody see that poll suggesting Santa Claus should be gender neutral? That was a news story that is it's about a year old, that last year. That was a tabloid story from last year, Chris, about Santa Claus. I do remember that well. I remember it well. Wide Awake Radio says, Richie, hi, the president of the Lawyers Committee for the 9/11 inquiry, David Meiswinkle, is that his name? Meiswinkle, is ready to go in your show, he says. Contact him. God bless you. Was he the president of the Lawyers Committee for the 9/11 inquiry? He'd be an interesting guy to chat to. My friend will drop him a line, no doubt. No doubt. Thanks to all the messages here this morning. Chris says some people would pay good money to get slapped about by Caroline Flack. Yes, I made that point myself the other morning. Charlotte says Caroline Flack, is that her name? Caroline Flack, is it Caroline? Shouldn't drink because allegedly she used to hit people with stilettos back in the early 2000s on Nights Out. Again, there are men who will pay a lot of money for that sort of treatment. Indeed. Indeed they would. I've said it before and I'll say it again. No need for any woman to be unemployed these days. A number of you made comments about Priti Patel there and her Israel allegiance. Thank you for that. Indeedy. Indeedy. Jean Anne's going to be cooking for 10 on her birthday. Some chums you have there, Crowley, eh? I know you like cooking, Jean Anne. I know she likes cooking. But you know, you need to be pampered on such a milestone. Right, we're approaching 4 minutes, 3 minutes to 10. I'll quickly run through the other stories I dragged out. There's Mary Craig. She got stuck into Corbyn in the meeting in Westminster last night, where they had a showdown and tried to analyse the reasons for the absolute shellacking received by the party in the election last week. So there you go. Also in the Times, somebody's come up with a toilet that prevents people from lingering there. This is a real story. This is on the news yesterday as well, on the broadcast media, I should say. A new toilet has been invented. It kind of slopes forward. It's very uncomfortable. And you wouldn't be inclined to sit on it for 25 or 30 minutes reading the paper. And this is going to be good for bosses in workplaces, apparently. Prevent people from sitting on the bog, reading the funny pages or reading the sports pages. I'm telling you, what's it going to be like in a few years, this crazy world? Yeah. What else have we got there for you? Got plenty, in fact. We've got plenty. Big story in the Mail. Big story. Let me bring it up. Jean Anne has referred to her dinner guests as mostly saggies. And mostly older than even what, she says. Saggies. That's hate speech right there. That is fucking hate speech right there. This is a massive story. It won't surprise any of you. I'm sure if you've been up and about this morning, you've been reading the papers. So you'll probably have seen this. UN peacekeepers fathered hundreds of children while serving in Haiti, including with children who sold sex for food, according to a report. This is fucking heinous. I can't find the words to express how fucking horrific this is. You remember Haiti a few years ago? The earthquake, the disaster, you remember? We've talked a lot about it. Do you remember the NGOs going in there? Eh? They were raping children, abusing children, and trafficking children out of Haiti. And people who were doing that were protected by people like Hillary Clinton. I'm not smiling. I don't think this is funny. The study said girls as young as 11 were left pregnant after being sexually abused. Some of the girls were traded for a few coins in order to get food and would have sex with the peacekeepers so they could survive. The problem of UN workers fathering children during the political upheaval in the wake of the earthquake became so bad that locals even had a nickname for it. It was happening in broad daylight. So bold and so brazen were the fucking paedophiles. Many of them in uniform. Many of them representing some of the most famous charities in the world. Didn't take any real steps to hide it. It was open season on the children of Haiti. Right? The locals had a nickname for it. Go to dailymail.co.uk. if you want to share the story. They named the peacekeeper father children as Petit Minusta, or Minusta, a play on the UN's acronym United Nations Mission for Justice Support in Haiti. Sabine Lee of the University of Birmingham, who led this team that carried out the report, which involved interviewing more than 2,500 people living in Haiti near United Nations bases. So this is an exhaustive report, right? They did their interviews back in 2017. They concluded girls as young as 11 were not only sexually abused and impregnated, but they were then left to raise their children on their own in misery. Soldiers from as many as 20 different countries, including Uruguay, Chile, Argentina, Canada and France, were found to have impregnated local women. She said, did Sabine Lee, it was impossible to work out the exact number of peacekeeper babies, but added that most researchers and NGO officials would agree that hundreds is a credible estimate there. It's a pervasive issue, she said, not isolated cases. The multitude of stories and the fact that sexual exploitation, abuse and the existence and abandonment of peacekeeper father children appeared over and over again in the stories, and it indicates that this is a very significant problem. I'll get some stick from this from some of my more moderate radio listeners, because I know that there are people who listen to the programme, they appreciate that I take a moderate stance on a lot of things. I try to take a kind of a more balanced approach. I don't declare things to be true or not true. I just give a platform to people who believe certain things are true, and that's my job really. But I'm going to nail me colours to the mast here. Earthquakes, sometimes. Not all the time. And tsunamis, sometimes. Not all the time. Are engineered events. They're not naturally occurring events. Or they are naturally occurring and they are accelerated by weather modification technology. Why? To create the environment for corporations and for charities to go into a country like Haiti and do a number of things. One, to commandeer the country's natural resources, to take ownership of them. And two, to allow the trafficking of children in those disaster zones. I believe with every fibre of my being that is a reality in 2019. Engineered weather disasters in the third world. In comes the big NGOs representing some of the biggest corporations on planet Earth. It's like when the fox hears the chicken or the rabbit screaming. The fox comes a-running, but not to help. That's what's going on. And I'm not going to tell you all about Hillary Clinton and Haiti, because you should know by now. You should know by now. Okay, it's in the public domain. You should know that Oxfam and other major charities have had to apologise for the abuse of children in Haiti and elsewhere around the world. That's what happens. Accelerate a weather pattern or create a brand new one. Lay fucking waste to a country that doesn't know what has hit it. Blame it on climate change. And in the meantime, you go in there, rape, plunder and fucking pillage while the media does nothing. It's the world we live in. Dennis O'Brien's getting a mention there on YouTube. Yep. You couldn't really sum up any more succinctly than I just have. And better men and women than me have done it equally as succinctly as me. That's how you sum it up. That's what's going on. We're living in unimaginably evil times. We really are. It's absolutely fucking crazy. Yeah. Yep. Mad times we live in. The Clinton Foundation, huh? And the body count. People who have tried to blow the whistle on what goes on in the Clinton Foundation. Right, there are a couple of other stories, but I might just take my leave of you. I've got a really special show later on tonight. I've got an extended interview with Eric Gajewski, Tradcat Knight, a traditional Catholic broadcaster, and a very good friend of his, a priest, who's based in Ireland at the moment. And we're going to talk about some really, really interesting things. You do not want to miss that. And as I said last night on the radio show, the timing of it couldn't be better with the papal announcement or pronouncement on sexual abuse in the last 24 hours. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be a fascinating show today. I'll have an interesting news roundup for you, and we'll have Eric and, as I said, a priest, a Catholic priest on the show as well. Okay, lots of interest in it. I've had a lot of contact since I announced I was going to do that programme. I was watching the darts last night, because I love the darts, working class boy. Of course I love the darts. And I have to say, I was chuffed to bits watching a young woman called Fallon Sherrock, 25-year-old woman, mother of one, and she's a darts player. And she achieved something that will... There you go, there's the doorbell. I'm going to get the door. I'll tell you all about that later on. I'm going to go now. Have a good Tuesday, Wednesday, even it's Wednesday. We'll speak later on the radio show. Great timing, Saved by the Bell. Bye for now, speak later.